think we need to be reminded now and again that God can't be put into any little financial box we might try to stuff him?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
Hey, just because your budget is limited doesn't mean his is. He tells us that he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He's rich. God owns everything. Knowing this can make a difference in how we live. For instance, we should continuously guard ourselves against a spirit of poverty. And it's not just those who have little. Even a rich person can have a spirit of poverty by hoarding, being stingy, or living in fear of losing their wealth. Rich or poor, my suggestion is the same. First of all, get it deep down inside yourself that it really all belongs to Him. Untighten those fingers from around your stuff, because it's not really your stuff. Next, start giving. You who have little, you'll never feel poor if you have something to give. If you're wealthy, give because it really doesn't belong to you anyway. Your Heavenly Father is generous, so be like Him. Remember, the one who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. If you need a cow or two, let him know. If you have a cow or two, let him go. This is Barbara Lardinet of Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.